Just to dedicate the living this morning to two members of our shul family who are in a serious medical condition. One of them is Chava Bat Sara, and the other is Linda Bat Rachel. We're just finishing up the fourth parak of the Rabbah B'Sulchos Talmud Torah, and here I think one finds something very fascinating. Where the Rambam, after sort of detailing the mutual responsibilities between Rebbe and Talmud, lo kapta and melamed, lo abayish and lamed, right, for the Rambam in that order, as we've noted, and talking about the asymmetrical relationship, in other words, that the Talmud isn't supposed to catch the Rebbe off guard, but the Rebbe is supposed to lechadidan, lezarzan, he certainly may and at times must catch him off guard, and therefore it's really low in general to maintain a certain bearing with respect to the Talmidim that will A, deter them from Hisrashlus and Hisrofifus, and B, that if he needs to be in a position to Zrok Mara B'Talmidim, it's not a chukah utlula, it's like an absurdity. If you have a leitzan, you know, who tries to turn around the next day, it'd be Vladimir Putin, right? It's not going to work. So, you know, you have to maintain a certain bearing. Then we talked about order of operations, what I like to call rabbinic PEMDAS was yesterday, you know, what goes first. And clearly there was an orientation towards halacha. So a little bit of a machlokas between the Rambam and the Prisha, based on the Tosefta and Sanhedrin. I think we learned the Tosefta yesterday. Tosefta says that Agada would take priority over a Kal Vachomer, even though that's not the simple language of the Tosefta, at least the text that we have. And we thought about that a little bit. And I think the most impressive point in the Tosefta that we saw yesterday was the position. It was actually a debate. It was a machlokas about a Talmud who wants to ask something which is not germane to the immediate topic. So, you know, he's allowed to do so. He won't have priority over somebody who's asking a she'ilah le'inyan. The question is, does he have to say shelo ke'inyan ani shoel, right? So the perspective is, on the one hand, you know, maybe it's important for him to make the comment, so you at least, you know, the rabbi knows that this is not in the triage, in the rabbinic PEMDAS, as I call it, going to be the first in line. On the other hand, you know, the more that you relate to Torah Hashem Tamima as completely and comprehensively integrated, maybe there is no such thing as Shelo L'inyan Nishoel. Maybe in a relative sense there is, but not in an objective sense there is. So yes, it's true, the Rebbe will be able to evaluate, we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, and he's asking about Hilchos Kmitza. Okay, I can figure out that that's a little bit less related right now, but to have him make the statement Shelo L'inyan Nishoel, that might be a bridge too far. So here the Rambam finishes up, and I just had the following observation. So, Ein Yishenim Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed at all to sleep in the Beis HaMedrash. V'chol Misnamnim, anybody who even drips off, right? I mean, Misnamnim is somebody who is, as we discussed in the Gemara Masech, the Megillah, a person, and the efficacy of Shomea Ka'ona under these scenarios. Misnamnim is sort of the person is drowsing off. That's the best way that I can interpret it, near v'lo near. Beis HaMedrash, Chachmas Onas is Kiraim Kiraim. His Chachma is torn up. Okay, Shlomo says it in his Chachma, right? That's the Rambam stock expression. Okay, Ukiraim Talbish Numa. Literally, the Numa here, the Misnamnim, will bring about a state of Kiraim in terms of the Chachma itself. A person who sneezes, Ein Omrim Lo Refua. You don't say Labriut, or bless you, or Gesundheit, or Refua. In any language, based on medrash, based on chlomar, shar hetzvarim. If you can't express, you know, a basic, you know, refua, so sure, surely, ein tzarech lomar shar hetzvarim. Then the Rambam concludes, and this is what I want to be meet makedin. Ukedushas based on medrash, chamura mikedushas bate kinesio. So that's exactly where we're going to head right now, starting tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem is to take a look at the Rambam's presentation of kedushas based on kinesis, which is Ephraim where in Hilchos. Where would it be? It's only in one of two places. You would think it'd either be at near Hilchos Beis Avichira or Klei HaMikdash. It's not there. It's in actually Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, so we'll, you know, very fascinating thing. So I want to come back to that point in just a second. So starting with the beginning of this Rambam, Ein Yishenim Beis HaMedrash V'chol Misnanim Beis HaMedrash Chachmas Unaseis Kiraim Kiraim. So the Kesef Mishnah notes the following. Okay, b'Megillah Perik Bata'ir, this is Derek Dav Kav Ches, towards the very end of Masechta Megillah, Shalos Rabbi Zera b'Meharach D'Yamim, V'yachad Me'advarim Sh'amar Lahem, Shalo Yashan b'Beis HaMedrash, Lo Shinas Keva, Lo Shinas Arai. Okay, so Rabbi Zera and the entire thrust of that Gemara was kind of Midat Chasidut, right? They said, you know, through what did you merit a long life? So the answer isn't, you know, I kept the Torah. right, that I kept the mitzvos and I didn't do averos, all the things in that Gemara, right, if you read that Gemara, actually, Tosfos has a number of kashas. Well, isn't that just aser? Isn't that just an absolute obligation? So what's the Rambam doing here? He's projecting something which was portrayed as Amidas Chasidos as the standard, right? Okay, so you just have to be aware of the Rambam's Makoros and appreciate what the Rambam's Chidushim are. So, Ein Yishenim B'Beis HaMedrash, Chol Misnanim B'Beis HaMedrash, the Rambam is projecting a kind of an optimal form of behavior as the normative form of behavior. Okay, point number one. Point number two is, I think, a very subtle point, but one that I've been thinking about virtually all week, where the Rambam says here at the end, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, Chamura Mikdushas Batei Knesses. So, you know, presumably somebody as organized as the Rambam would have written the halacha in exactly the opposite order, right? You would say, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is Chamura Mikdushas Beis HaKnesses, and therefore ABC, XYZ, right? These are the differences, right? So, why would the Rambam present things in what's referred to in legal circles in a tertiary manner, right? Sort of building up the cases, saying, you're not allowed to sleep in the Beis HaMedrash, shouldn't be talking about anything else, don't even say La Briyut in the Beis HaMedrash, etc. And then he says, oh, by the way, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, Chamura Mikdushas Batei Knesses. What does the Rambam gain by presenting it exactly in that way? I think the Rambam gains something. The question is, what would it gain? Why would you present things in this way?
Well, maybe.
Daniel, what do you think?
If you've already proven it, then it looks like a more solid statement. So if you said it initially, then people might be like, that's a flimsy claim to say, and then.
But why is that necessarily so? In other words, if you just, you know, make a statement and then you can say, and here are the differences, la halacha. So what does the Rambam seem to be driving at? It seems to me that what the Rambam is really getting at is that the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is generated by all of the above. Okay? In other words, the intensity of the learning itself. I mean, the Rambam just basically finished saying that, right? The intensity. If you had to give a sort of a subtitle to halacha tes, the final halacha in the parak would be intensity of learning. No sleeping, no outside conversation. Person sneezes and it literally has a bodily function. You know, you're moving right along. You're plowing through it, right? So the kedusha space on medrash is related not just to the place, not just to the idea that it's okay. It's been designated for learning. No. Right. It seems that the Rambam wants it. Maybe that would have established a kind of a fundamental equivalency, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, Afilu Echad Yoshed V'lo Meid Shekhinah Shruya Yimo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't present in the Batei Knesses. But for the Rambam, I think, when it comes to explaining Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Chamura Mikdushas Batei Knesses, I think the idea is it's the intensity factor. I don't think the Rambam just, you know, sort of threw that out into the end of the parak. I think that the Smichos HaParshios, if you'll allow me to use that expression here, makes it very clear that the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, being Chamura from Kedushas Batei Knesses, what is that a product of? That's a product of the sheer intensity of the learning. And admittedly, the Rambam is projecting things that aren't absolutely normative as such. Whether it's Sheina B'Beis HaMedrash, Lo Sheinas Keva, Lo Sheinas Arai, whether it's Sicha, in Beis HaMedrash, whether it's Refuah in Beis HaMedrash, all of these things, that's what generates the superiority of Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. There would have been Kedushas Beis HaMedrash if people were just, you know, learning in there anyway because it's a Makom Shechina. But it's the intensity and the immersive quality of the Beis HaMedrash, a totally focused environment, right? And again, you know, we honor these things in the breach. Right, but if you can imagine a scenario where basically it's like the Situation Room, Lahavdil Alf Alfe Havdalos, right, where you only go in there and you know the it's DEFCON 5 and the intensity of the situation, that creates a certain chumrah to the Kedushas HaMakom, and I think that's exactly why the Rambam put it in this order. He didn't want to just, you know, demonstrate, okay, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash as a fact is chamura mikedushas Beis HaKnesses. He wanted to demonstrate the reasons that is true. Not the symptoms, not the applications of that, but what generates in his mind the chumrah of Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. To me, that would be the intensity of the environment. And the intensity of the environment is highlighted by what the Rambam projects as an Isser Sheina, Sicha Mitela Ve'afilu Lomar Refua. And it should be, again, Biskos Refua Shema for Chava Bat Sara and Linda Bat Rachel.